Now then, I want to read this little letter. It's really, really good. This is a grandmother and her grandson. Augie is the name, as told to his grandmother, Vicky. I can't even remember if I ever could see out of my left eye. So I guess I can honestly say that I believe I was born blind in my left eye. It was determined I was legally blind in my left eye. The vision was said to be over 2,300 in my left eye. Very soon after I was fitted with a pair of glasses with a very thick left lens, my grandparents invited my mother, Sonia, and I to attend a healing school in Justin. The evangelist was Thurman Scrivener, and Grandma asked a man by the name of David to pray for my bad eye. David did, and I remember what an impression he made on my heart. The Lord spoke to my heart and told me to take my glasses off and lay them on the altar. I heard in a clear voice the Lord repeat to me, "Augie, take your glasses off and lay them on the altar." So I walked up and told my mother, and mother said, "Okay, Augie, obey the Lord." The same inner voice told me, "You will share this story with many." I walked up to the altar. I left my glasses and went back into the line of people who were waiting for the evangelist and his wife to pray for their needs. In late May, I was experiencing some problem with my eyes and believed it was allergies. Then my eyes sometimes felt like it was sunburn. So I told my mother, and she made an appointment with an eye doctor. And after the exam, the doctor told my mother, "Augie has 20/20 in his right eye and 20/30 in his left eye." My mother said, "You mean 20/300 in his left eye?" The doctor looked at my chart and said, "No, he has 20/20 in his right and 20/30 in his left." My mother said, "You must be mistaken. Augie is blind in his left eye. He has this terrible disease, and this is why we came to see you. You are an eye doctor, are you not?" Does that sound just like us? If our God wasn't a merciful God, we wouldn't get nothing from him, would we? We are so dense, I'll tell you. Wow, praise the Lord. Thank you that you're so merciful to us. And the doctor responded to say, "Yes." "But Augie has vision in his left eye. Let's recheck it." Sure enough, for the first time in my life, all 11 years of my life, I could now see out of my left eye. No wonder it felt like it was sunburn. It had never been exposed to vision before. My mother and I exchanged glances at each other, smiling, and our hearts excited with jubilant joy. God still answers prayer. Right there, mother and I knew that inner voice and that inner promise God had given me at that healing school had come true. Jesus never fails. Remember in his time. And of course, this is something that so many people don't understand. A healing takes time, usually. And sometimes it takes a long time. You know, we have to stand on the word, get rid of sins and all kinds of things and build our faith. And then it happens. A miracle happens instantaneously or within seconds. When you reach over and pray for somebody and God does something instantly, you just saw a miracle. You just saw a miracle. Don't we love to see God do miracles? We really love to see God do miracles. He's an awesome God. But it says, since the first, see, God answered right there, mother and I knew, let's see, then it says, "So now I will wear only one contact lens in my left eye." So see, still his left eye is not 20/20. But 20/30 is very good. That's very good. Compared to 20/300, 20/30 is very good. Praise the Lord. I have thought about this over and over. If Christ can do this for a young child like me, can you imagine what he is going to do for my asthma now? Oh, this boy is looking. He's waiting. You never know. We might be driving down the road and he might just throw my asthma right out the window. I've seen the Lord heal so many people with asthma. Well, I went back to Cook Canyon Ranch this summer. Now he's 12 years old. And I brought all my concerns to those very altars. And I know God has heard all my concerns. And I know God hears everyone else's too. Because you see, there's nothing so special about me. I am just one of his children. Well, let me tell you what, that makes us very special. You know, we are one of God's children, so we are very special. So look what happened then. I am just one of his children. Yet once again, Jesus answered my heart's plea, 12 years old now. I was filled with the Holy Spirit at the Assemblies of God Church Camp, Cook Canyon Ranch, Ruidoso, New Mexico, in June this summer of 2011. A 12-year-old filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Do we serve an awesome Jesus? Yes, yes, we serve an awesome Jesus. I remember the little boy that come up here and laid his glasses here. I said, what are those? He said, the Lord told me to give you my glasses. So I said, okay. So I just tucked them and laid them under the altar there. I had no idea what God was going to do. Do we serve an awesome Jesus? He is an awesome God. I'm so grateful for all the things I've seen him do. And of course, you know, one of the girls that came, she drove nearly 4 hours to come to the meeting Thursday night. We went to Orange County, Virginia, and this girl, her and her husband, was in debt $400,000. They had a farm, and he was a great man of God. Wasn't doing everything exactly right, but he was, as far as I could tell, he was a pretty good man of God. But he died, young man. I mean, he died. He had a 10-year-old. So anyway, he left his wife with four kids, you know, and $400,000 in debt. Well, we helped her a lot, counseled her, you know, lots of things, and showed her how the Word of God works and what she needed to do and how she needed to make sure that she praised the Lord in all things. You know, don't get into grumbling and complaining, but, you know, praise God and worship Him. You know, I mean, the Scripture says, in all things, give thanks. You know, now it's hard. When your husband dies at 47, it's hard to say, God, I thank you for taking my husband home. You know, that's not exactly what the average woman's going to say. She's going to be mad at God for taking her husband out, especially, Lord, leave me with four kids and $400,000 in debt. But I told her, don't go there. You know, you got to worship and praise the King. Well, she called us and said, I want a meeting with y'all. I need an hour with you or something. You know, in an afternoon or before church or something. So we told her to come on Thursday afternoon. We'd be there close to 6 o'clock. We start at 7. We'd talk to her. We'd have an hour. She came, and to make a very long story short, that girl, everything that happened, first of all, and she found out her husband had about a $200,000 life insurance policy, which that helped pay half of it. So she paid all that on the debt, and then certain things on their farm. In fact, her cattle, they had a very bad winter last winter in up north, and she lost 40-something head of cows that froze to death. Well, somebody told her if she'd go down to ASCS office, the federal government was helping people that lost livestock. So she went down to the ASCS office and told them, and she said she got a check for more money for those cows than she could have got for them. She'd have sold them on foot at the sale. And so she paid that all on that debt. And then, of course, the last thing, they're coming down, they're getting closer and closer and closer to being out of debt, and then they got this huge, big farm with this big barley crop, and if they can just get the crop in, they should be enough money to pay them out of debt. Well, the day come to start the harvest, and her sons were running the equipment, and they just combine one big hopper full of grain, and she goes outside and looks, and it's pitch black, just fixing to rain, going to hail and everything, and it's awful. And if that comes, she knows the crop's lost and she ain't never going to get out of debt. But she said, because I heard your teaching, I knew I had authority and power over that storm, and it was a test from God to see what I was going to do. And she said, I walked out there in the boldness and I rebuked that thing, commanded to separate and go around me and not damage anything on our property in the name of Jesus. And she said that great big storm separated and went around our place, and we got all of our crop in. She said, we sold all the crop. And she said, Thurman, we are today completely out of debt. We are debt free. Now, folks, what kind of God do we serve? Do we serve a God that tests you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you imagine that test of that little girl? She ain't got no husband to help her now. And she's standing out there, and she's got those sons, that big grown boys. They're out there really running these combines. And all of a sudden, she looks up, and here's this storm everywhere. And she said, when the storm was over, it damaged properties all around them. But she said when the storms finally left, she walked outside, and there was over her place, there was two great big beautiful rainbows. I mean, isn't our God awesome? We are so grateful. I mean, I thank you, Lord, for the times that the King has showed up in this church. I mean, I just praise Him and worship Him and thank Him. I mean, I think of the so many times He has showed up for people and healed them. He's healed eyes. You know, some of them He's done instantly. He's done all kinds of things. Wow. Don't we serve an awesome God? Well, let's read a little bit today about what it takes to walk in these places. He wrote us some love letters, didn't He? You know, the epistles. And let's just see, all of them are awesome. Today we're going to start in Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verse 1 in the NLT. This letter is from Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. Now, does God choose men to do things for Him? Yes, He does. He certainly does. And I am grateful. The longer I live, the more I realize that I have been fortunate or lucky enough to have been one of those that He calls special to do something for Him. I mean, I'm so grateful. I mean, it's not because of something I've done. It's just God, just like He chose Paul. What was Paul doing when God called him? Out killing Christians, right? Well, at least, Lord, I never did kill no Christian. But Paul was out killing Christians. So you can't say because he was a wonderful Christian man that God called him, right? God said, Paul, He struck him blind on the road to Damascus and said, I got a plan for you. And of course, He sent him blind over there. And then He sent Ananias over there to lay hands on him. And of course, when the Lord told Ananias, that would be me. He said, I've got a man called Paul. I've called him to be one of my sons to do a special work for me. Now, I want you to go over there and lay hands on him. He's blind. I've blinded him. Now, you go over there and lay hands on him. I'm going to restore his sight, and I'm going to fill him with the Holy Ghost. Ananias said, Lord, are you sure? This guy was killing Christians. Lord, are you sure you want me to go? He may be there to kill me. Yeah. Do we trust our Lord? Oh, yeah, sure we do. We should, shouldn't we? Yep. But we don't do a very good job of it, do we? But I will have to say, when the Lord told little Ossie to take his glasses up there, He told him twice, and then he still didn't do it until he went to his mother, and thank God for a good mother. Mother would come dragging your son, go up there. If the Lord told you to take those glasses up there, now see, that's a sign of a mother that believes in Jesus.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Sight Restored, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.